And here we are again with another audio boo. And this is Bruce's birthday boo.
Yes, it is. What a great birthday it was, too.
Why don't you tell everybody about it?
Well, when I woke up, Caroline made for me a wonderful breakfast of oatmeal. Now, oatmeal is something that I've had on and off for as long as I can remember. I always loved it. And so it was a very special breakfast. And Caroline made as much as I wanted, which is really, really cool, too. Because for some strange reason, whenever my mother gives me oatmeal, she always restricts me to one bowl. So I never understood that. I still don't understand it. But after that, it was basically just a relaxing day for quite some time. And for me, at least, Caroline was doing an awful lot of work getting the birthday cake ready and all that other stuff. And then getting our afternoon meal ready, which I'll tell you about in a moment. And after all that was done, Caroline was able to relax for a little bit. And then a friend of ours came over. And the three of us had Sloppy Joes. And Caroline made this from scratch again, just like the cake. And after that, we had the birthday cake, which was a vanilla cake with peanut butter icing and chocolate sprinkles, which really, really, really worked well together.
It really blended nicely. The peanut butter frosting wasn't like an overly peanut buttery, so it wasn't like really strong.
No, it was a nice, subtle flavor of peanut butter. It was really, really good.
And it blended very, very nicely with the yellow cake itself, so it really complemented each other.
Yes.
Much more than I even thought it would. I knew it would work, but it worked so much better than I expected.
And throughout the course of the day, I got a lot of phone calls from family wishing me happy birthday, which is very, very wonderful of them. I do have the most wonderful family in the universe, this needs to be told.
Of course he does.
So, it was a wonderful birthday, and it is still a wonderful birthday, because it's not over yet. But I'm just so grateful, and I'm so blessed, and it was fabulous.
And he's got here, he hasn't actually opened it yet, but it's supposed to be his birthday Coke. And it's a 1.5 liter bottle, yes.
I've never seen that before.
I found it on my grocery store website when I was placing the food order, and I had to get it, partly because it was only 99 cents, and partly because the idea of a 1.5 liter bottle of Coke was just really interesting. You know, I've seen the 20 ounces, I've seen, you know, the 2 liters, but nothing in between.
I've seen 20-ounce bottles, 2 liters too. Enough Coke for me and for you.
I may have to cut him off from the Sloppy Joes and cake. But that has been Bruce's birthday, and we've got leftover Sloppy Joe that we're going to put over pasta at some point, and we've got leftover cake and stuff.
So. Men and women out there, if you have somebody in your life who is as wonderful a cook as Caroline is, you are truly blessed. Know that.
It really turned out. I was very happy with things today. I'm always like nervous and stuff when I cook for somebody else, even though I love cooking. I'm always paranoid that something's going to go really wrong when I cook for somebody. So I was very glad that this all worked out. I feel very good about it. I am. Oh, and you forgot part of the meal, though.
Oh?
Yes, dear. The deep fryer?
Oh, yes, of course. We had steak fries with the Sloppy Joes. Deep fried steak fries with, of course, ketchup.
Yes, I gave him ketchup. We're probably about to run out of time here, so I'm going to stop this boo. But we wanted to come in and let everybody know how the birthday went, so.
Yodelay-hee-hoo.
Bye.